Olivia Wong, welcome.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Now, you've just received two of the top Scholastic Art and Writing Awards honors. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How does that make you feel about now?
Extremely ambitious.
Of course, you had to be that you won the award.
Agree.
And let's go back to basics for just a minute. When and how did the visual arts catch your fancy, Olivia?
Growing up, I watched reruns of Bob Ross's show, and that's what kind of started getting me into art. I really enjoyed how accessible it was and how easy it was to just take a pencil and start drawing. This translated eventually into photography for me.
Okay, fair and square. And Bob Ross has influenced a lot of people over the years. So
yeah.
How did all of this influence your earliest years?
I grew up basically telling everyone that I would become an artist. A lot of people actually doubted me. They were like, it's not the best profession to get into. You won't make money. For a little bit, I actually kind of gave into what they were all saying. But at some point, I was just like, I just want to do my own thing. So then I started to take art more seriously and start really practicing it every day and really investing in myself.
Can you remember when fancy gave way to really burning passion?
It started off as just like a hobby for the most part. It wasn't until sophomore year of high school that I won my national medal. And that's what kind of served as like a springboard for me to take art more seriously.
Interesting. And of course, congratulations for that at that early age too. So how would you say that sharing and showing your art, including competitions like that, really honed your development? How did it increase your skills?
I guess getting more eyes onto my work and like receiving critiques from accomplished artists and stuff like that really helped me figuring out what I need to change and what I need to focus on improving as an artist.
You know, Olivia, it's often hard for people of any age to understand that criticism is a positive and a helpful thing. How did you get past that? Or was it really ever an issue for you?
Honestly, constructive criticism was never really an issue for me. I just learned not to take offense to someone telling me that I could improve on a certain area. I gained self-confidence when I would improve on what people criticized me about, and they would eventually turn back around and be like, okay, I really enjoyed this piece now because you changed this or that.
You got instant gratification that way.
Yeah.
What a wonderful lesson to learn at an early age. You actually received 4 awards in this prestigious competition, Olivia. 2 of them were portfolio awards, silver and gold. Sounds wonderful. Tell us about those portfolio distinctions.
My first portfolio was a silver medal with distinction portfolio, which is given to about 30 recipients across the country. My second portfolio was a gold medal portfolio, which is given to 16 people across the nation, kind of recognizing them as the best teen artists and writers in the nation.
Quite impressive distinctions. And actually, your gold medal portfolio addressed a personal tragedy, sexual assault, a rape, in fact. That's got to be the toughest thing that could ever happen. How did you manage to turn something that ugly into something as beautiful as a photography portfolio?
I approached it as a way to heal first. It was while sitting in that sexual assault treatment center that I came up with the idea, and I was just like, I know how I need to heal. I need to do it through my art. In the following 2 weeks, I drew out all my ideas and sketched out exactly how I wanted the scenes to look. From then on, I started to gather all my friends together, ask them to help me out with equipment and modeling and stuff like that, and finding locations to shoot all these images. It took me roughly 40 to 50 hours across a 3-month period right after my sexual assault to finish this project.
Our hearts go out to you, but turning it around and making it actually such an empowering journey, could you believe it yourself?
It was really surprising for me in the end after finishing this portfolio and kind of realizing, wow, I really did that. It was very gratifying to finally say, I'm done with the last piece.
Amazing. Was it difficult to figure out what and what not to include in this portfolio?
Yes, it was a little bit difficult because I was kind of discombobulated at first with what I wanted to portray. But after having some time to think over how I wanted to tell my story, I came to the conclusion that a staged documentation would be best in kind of visualizing what happened.
And this has to be a first, this method of describing anything, let alone something that horrendous in your young life. Did you ever doubt that you could portray it in the way you hoped, that it simply wouldn't work, that it would make you feel worse?
Not specifically make me feel worse, but I had kind of doubted whether or not I could pull it off because it was my first time creating a body of work like this. In addition, I really viewed this portfolio as kind of a turning point in my creative career because it forced me to push the boundaries that I was placed in.
Good for you, and good for everyone in the world that has experienced something like that or knows somebody that has, just for the learning process that you shared all the way around. Of course, it was healing. Of course, it is your medium of choice, photography. Were you consciously putting this together as a portfolio? Did you know that you would be sharing it before you were done with it?
I kind of figured I would share it eventually because it was such a big body of work, and I was just like, I don't think this is something I can just create and then not share with the world.
And how long before you knew exactly that it would be placed in the Scholastic Art and Writing competition?
Right after I finished it, I came to the conclusion that I wanted to share it with the world, regardless of how personal it was. Moreover, I felt like it would be a way for other survivors to connect to my work and feel like they were seen.
And that platform is one fine platform.
Thank you.
We appreciate your candor. Now that it is out there, how has it healed you?
This project helped me heal in the sense that I kind of had control over every single scene. I was finally the one that could stop it from happening. I could say no at any moment, and I could change the scene however I wanted to. It was basically a form of regaining control of my body.
And what a wonderful way in which to do that.
It was definitely a very substantial way for me to process the events and really, really tell my story in a visual way.
What kind of response did you get to this collection from your peers, whether they knew this had happened or not?
I got both good and bad ones. I had a lot of people message me and tell me, thank you for making this. I really resonate with it, and it makes me feel very seen. I also had people saying that I was using this situation and leveraging it to my advantage, and I received a lot of criticism on that end too. So it was a varied mix.
And it sounds like you took all of it and have learned from this experience as well.
Yeah.
Besides that absolutely stunning and impactful collection that you did share, what words of advice would you give somebody that has suffered through a similar situation?
I personally really like to promote the idea of self-healing through art, whether that's nurturing yourself by reading books or painting or picking up a creative hobby. I feel like enriching yourself with something that benefits you and allows you to find peace is a very good way to heal from things like this. I obviously cannot speak for everyone. If they don't enjoy art, that's okay too. It's up to the survivor to approach the situation as they would like and what makes them most comfortable.
And thank you so much for sharing, Olivia. Now, the second award that you received, the silver medal with distinction for another portfolio. In fact, this is a portfolio you call What's Wrong with America. Another interesting topic, to be sure. What did that include?
I created multiple pieces addressing the current issues in America. For example, I talked about the opioid crisis back in October. I also created a piece about my personal experience as an Asian American with COVID-19.
Then all the social issues of the year, and there have been plenty of them, to heavy topics like that, which of course touch your life, does it make you feel perhaps closer to a solution by rendering them through photography?
Yes, photography is sort of my voice in this world to communicate ideas with other people and have them connect with the elements I include within my photography.
Great way to express oneself, and certainly a great way to reach a lot of people. Do you feel that power, and is social media your friend?
Yes, posting my social issues images especially and having them reshared many, many times has been a way for me to communicate with other people about the things that go on and bring awareness to a lot of topics that I wouldn't have been able to do otherwise.
That's great, especially with your contemporaries. People of all ages can be impacted and learn a lot from this. Olivia? And so, what's in your future with graduation and your scholarships, everything else on the horizon?
Yes, I received a presidential scholarship from the School of the Art Institute of Chicago.
That's mighty wonderful. So that, with all of your other funds, will take you far in attaining your goal, which is a photography major?
Yes, I'm majoring in photography, but I also want to expand into other types of art and see where I can go from there. I really don't like to box myself in when it comes to my art.
That's pretty obvious, Olivia. And I am kind of curious, if you could add one more brand new medium to your arsenal tomorrow, different than anything you've done in your life, sky's the limit, nothing else is the limit, what would it be?
I would definitely choose fashion design. I think it would be really fun to create my own pieces and maybe photograph them myself and stuff like that. I have a studio at home because I run a photography business, so I think that could be kind of like an intersection for me to expand into fashion design eventually.
It sounds like an absolutely wonderful crossroads, or maybe I should just call it Autobahn in your case, because you are certainly on the road to something wonderful. Meanwhile, Olivia, what do you hope folks who view your artwork, your photography, take away from it?
I really want them to form an emotional connection with what I purposely include in my images. It's sort of my purpose to speak to people through my art, and creating that connection and that bond is what is most important to me as an artist.
And bottom line, what has all of this taught you about yourself?
This has all taught me that I shouldn't hold myself back at all. I just need to be completely ambitious in everything I do, not afraid to try new things and expand to other territories.
Olivia Luong is a senior at Carroll High School and a nationally recognized artist, photographer. Olivia, thank you so much for sharing your powerful story and your artwork with us. Do keep up the good work. Carry the gift.
Thank you for allowing me to come and speak to you today.